What's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Well, hello there. How are you? How is your holiday season going? I hope you're doing great. So instead of me dissecting the Diddy documentary, I'm going to be talking about his sons in this episode. And I'm also going to be talking about the things that were eliminated from the docuseries The Reckoning on Netflix, produced by 50 Cent. So, everybody's talking about the documentary. Everybody's talking about Tupac, Biggie. I had heard, you know, suspicions about Diddy possibly being involved in the death of Tupac Shakur. I did not know about Diddy orchestrating, planning, and paying someone or offering to pay someone, because Diddy don't pay nobody, to kill Tupac, Suge Knight, and the Notorious B.I.G., according to the docuseries. I didn't know that, and I was so incredibly heartbroken watching. So incredibly heartbroken. Like, can you imagine the music we would have today if Tupac and Biggie were not gunned down? These are some of the most talented rappers of all time. Can you imagine the fucking bops, the hits, the art, how they would really just advance the genre forward? We've had everybody trying to mimic them. They were one of one. We were fucking robbed. And then it's not like Biggie's daughter wasn't robbed. And if Tupac had kids, forgive me, I don't know. It's not like they weren't robbed. Like, can you imagine? Let me look right now and see if Tupac had Shakur. If Tupac had kids. Like, and Tupac is so fucking sexy. I'm sorry, like, when he's on screen, like, I'm ready to go. I am ready to go. You know what I mean? Like, he is so hot. Let me see this. So, and that's what's crazy. He was fighting for his, okay, he didn't have any kids. He was fighting for his life for 6 days. I just saw this. Like, imagine 6 days. Oh my gosh. Anyway, so as I said, this episode is about what was not covered in the documentary or in the docuseries. And watching the docuseries, like, I was thinking, like, Diddy keeps Justin Combs by his side. You see Justin Combs when Diddy is crashing out in the beginning and throughout the series, talking to his lawyers, talking about the lawsuit, talking about Don Richards filing a lawsuit, like, and Justin is right there. And so watching the docuseries, I was like, okay, Justin is a light-skinned Diddy in the making, because Diddy has groomed Justin, in my opinion, allegedly, to be just as much of a piece of shit as he is. Justin seems to eat it up and soak it up. Justin, I don't even believe is Diddy's biological son. There's rumors about that. And I don't believe he's Diddy's biological son. But it wouldn't matter because as far as what Diddy was doing, because he was doing fucked up shit with Christian. Or sorry, Christian Combs also doesn't look like Diddy. But you know how Diddy has one of his sons as his ugly ass twin? So Christian and Justin are the hot ones. Who is like the ugly ass Diddy son because he looks just like Diddy? Let me type this in right now. He got his father's rat face. King. Okay, King Combs. Okay. So is Christian Combs or Quincy? Quincy is the hot one. Who the hell is Christian Combs? Let me see. Let me type this in real quick. Sorry. I can't pause it, my recording, because I started recording on my laptop because I feel like it's kind of doing a better job. So King is Christian. Okay. Jesus. All right. And yeah, Quincy is the hot one. So Quincy is the hot one. I guess he was like fathered by who Kim had a baby with before. I don't know. Anyway, so whether Justin is Diddy's biological son or not, Diddy does fucked up shit with Christian Combs. So that just lets you know, like, Diddy ain't got no boundaries. Like, Diddy does incestuous activities, allegedly. Okay? So, one of the allegations, or I'm going to start with this about his sons before I go into other things that were not covered in the docuseries. Diddy's son, Justin Combs, has been accused of luring a woman from Louisiana to Los Angeles, where she was allegedly gang raped by Diddy and two other masked men. The woman claims that Justin Combs, 31 years old now, used his father's celebrity status to lure the woman, only identified as Jane Doe in the lawsuit. So the woman says that Justin used Diddy's celebrity status to lure her to LA with promises of a TV job in 2017. So that would be, let's see, yeah, 8 years ago. So Justin would be about 23. Yeah, 23. So at 23, Justin is doing this bullshit. But the woman in the lawsuit said that she was held a prisoner for a weekend. She was given drugs and alcohol and raped. Okay? This is 2017, Justin Combs, who is by Diddy's side throughout the docuseries and who also allegedly witnessed a shooting with Diddy in a bathroom, like, Diddy wants his son to be just as trash as he is. And thus far, it seems like that plan is working. So then, 5 years later, in 2022, Christian Combs, Diddy's son who's his twin, allegedly gang raped a woman on a yacht in 2022, along with Diddy. Along with Diddy. So Diddy has Justin get a woman to Los Angeles from across the country so she could be held prisoner for drugs, alcohol, and unwanted or non-consensual sex. And then 5 years later, his son.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to HarlemGlobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
son, who is his twin, so you know that's his actual son, unlike Justin, who don't look like him. He's there, Diddy is there gang raping a woman on a yacht with his son, Christian Combs. This is what I mean when I say incestuous behavior. You're literally fucking in front of your kids, and you know you're like, and watching your kids fuck, because this is gang rape, okay? So like, they're literally just participating in this bullshit together. And let's not forget about the fact that Christian Combs was dating Lori Harvey, and then Diddy started dating. And Steve Harvey co-signed it. They would be hanging out together. Steve Harvey, Diddy, Christian Combs, Lori Harvey, if I'm not mistaken, like on a boat and shit. Like, Diddy had to fuck who his son was fucking. And Lori Harvey is that much of a whore, she will fuck Christian Combs and Diddy right after. And if Lori Harvey was fucking Diddy, we gotta wonder what the fuck Lori Harvey was doing. We gotta wonder if Lori Harvey was doing any freak-offs. Like, Lori Harvey is a hoe, period. And there's nothing wrong with being a hoe. I'm just calling a spade a spade. But when you think about Lori Harvey, when you think about Young Miami, what in the hell was going on with Young Miami? Young Miami, when you want to talk about what wasn't in the documentary, they didn't mention Young Miami. Apparently there was a scene with Young Miami, or a few scenes, and she was blurred out. Cause you know 50 Cent was trying to fuck Young Miami. You know what I'm saying? Like, what the hell was Young Miami doing if she was there in a relationship with Diddy? And it always seemed very, very sexual and grimy. She did get her own Carisha Please podcast and show, but at what expense? What did she have to do for Diddy for him to give her that? For him to give her those platforms. What the hell? I really want to hear from Young Miami, and she hasn't been a part of any of this shit. And I'm pissed, because you know Young Miami has some stories. Anyway, sorry, I'm getting loud, I'm getting worked up. So, back to the shit that was not in the docuseries. Diddy was convicted of criminal mischief after he allegedly threatened a photographer with a gun. Let's not forget that he also allegedly blew up Kid Cudi's car with a Molotov cocktail as soon as he found out that Cassie was talking to Kid Cudi. And something they mentioned in the docuseries that obviously is not just, does not just apply to Diddy, is that Diddy could fuck whoever he wanted, but Cassie couldn't look in anybody else's direction. So when Cassie was trying to get something going with Kid Cudi, Diddy was saying he's going to murder Cudi, and he blew up Kid Cudi's car, and it worked. Kid Cudi wasn't fucking with Cassie after dealing with Diddy's bullshit. Oh my God. Like, and the docuseries, obviously, they didn't even read the statements that Cassie has made. Something that really pissed me off is they were showing the text messages of Cassie talking about she wants to fuck, she wants some freak-offs. It was really, really damaging. Really damaging. And it's like, okay, so Cassie likes to fuck, she's a freak, that explains why Diddy was dating her for so many years, right? But just because she's a freak and wants to fuck doesn't mean that she wanted to participate in any of the shit that she had to participate in. And it doesn't mean she wanted to get beat on. She was trapped, right? And so I thought it was so wrong for them. Well, I guess it was important for us to see what Diddy's defense presented. But to me, it's like, how you don't show these texts of Cassie saying that she wants to fuck and she wants the freak-offs without actually mentioning her or reading her statements about how abusive her relationship was. You know, like, I hated that, because once you see those messages, it gives the impression that Cassie wanted all that sex. That's the impression it gives. It doesn't give the impression that she was forced when she's texting him that she wants to fuck. Like, she a freak. Just like Young Miami. You have to be a freak to date Diddy. What the hell did he put Kim Porter through? You have to be a freak to date that man. But that doesn't mean that you want to just be having all these random people effing you for days on end and you got to take drugs and you're in pain and shit. It doesn't mean any of that. Also, what wasn't in the documentary is Combs and his bodyguards were charged with attacking Interscope Records music executive Steve Stout in his New York office in a dispute over a music video. Combs was sentenced to an anger management course. They did talk about that, how Diddy was upset after they wouldn't take down the video of Diddy on the cross. Like, Diddy's ugly ass really didn't need to be on a cross. There's nothing godlike about that man. He loves to mention God. He loves to throw around God and prayer. And he was so, like, in a manic state, looking so fucking corny in the docuseries, screaming about, God told me, God said, do nothing, do nothing. Like, one of the things that was so fascinating about the footage, the, like, incredibly damaging footage, like, 50 Cent secured, is that, well, first of all, it's crazy that Diddy wanted to be, they wanted to be filmed, because word on the curb is that Diddy was trying to put out his own Netflix about, basically, the days before, or leading up to the trial, and how he was gonna be found not guilty. But then he didn't pay the person who shot the footage, so that person sold it to 50. That's a rumor, but it's crazy that he wanted to be filmed, obviously, right? And then it's crazy that, hold on 1 second. Let me see here. The 18 minute mark. Okay, so it's crazy that he wanted to be filmed. It's crazy that he thought he was going to put out a project. In typical Diddy fashion, he didn't pay the person who filmed him, allegedly. But yeah, you see him throwing around God and all that. And like, I don't know. I'm blanking. The documentary also doesn't mention that Combs was arrested after a confrontation at a UCLA game because Justin was playing. Justin Combs was playing football, and Diddy got into a fight with somebody. I assume over the game. We're assuming here. Actually, I'm going to end this episode here because this episode is going to be too long. I might do at least my own four-part series because I have so many notes here about what wasn't in the docuseries, The Reckoning. So I want to stop this now because I have a lot to do, and I don't want this episode to be too long. All right, I will talk to you soon. Bye.
Hey, hockey fans. Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.